We have actually become something that until the resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Spirit of God into the earth on the day of Pentecost, that had never existed before. There was no man born from death to life until the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Just hadn't happened. And that day in the upper room, there were 120 of them. And before the afternoon, there was 3,120 of them. And before the week was out, there was somewhere close to 8,000 of them. They multiplied. The knowledge increased. That was just in a very short period of time. And they were all filled with the Spirit, and things that went on there in the beginning in Jerusalem in that short period of time, nobody had left there yet, right? So the enemy began immediately to try to stop that. Jesus had kicked his butt all over everywhere for 3.5 years, then went in his own house and tore it up. The enemy lost all of that authority. His ability that remains is to get people to agree with him in his schemes. That's so simple. And yet, because of the way it's been portrayed, because of the things that are preached, because of the things that go on, any of us, myself included, any of us can walk around the corner in a moment, have 5 thoughts, and they're all bad. Yeah. And if you don't know, now we're back to epignosis, the scriptures. If you don't know what that says, then you may go down that rabbit hole and find yourself sick in bed 3 days later trying to figure out what happened. Well, you took the bait. Mark, it can't be that simple. No, it is that simple. It's just not easy. Because your senses are screaming, this ain't right. This ain't right, this ain't right, this ain't right. If that's true, then how come? I mean, that's the devil's best line. Well, if that's true, then how come? Well, you already know how come. You lying thing, you. You know? You have an enemy. He hates you. He's not nice. He's never going to be on your side. He would kill you if he could. It's only the grace of God that gives you all of that provision in our lives. It's the covenant of God and the blood of Christ Jesus. And he watches over his word to perform it. And the more we understand it and the more we walk in it, the better it gets. He gave birth to us. It was his own will. He willingly, bulomai is what that word is. It was his determination. He decided he was going to do it, so he did. What he did, he gave birth to us by his Spirit. And now we are absolutely super human. Look at Jesus. Y'all, that's who we are. Let the record show. I know it doesn't look like it. I know it doesn't, me too. But let's be increasing in the knowledge of God. Not just increasing in technology, not just increasing in transportation, not just increasing in the abilities of things in the earth. Let's increase in the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom that you cannot see, but Jesus told us over and over, it's right here with you. Our Father in the heavens, not in heaven, that's not what it says. Our Father in the heavens, yes. Distinguish your name. Your kingdom come. Your will become. Just as in heaven, so also upon the earth. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And it not just the flesh things, but the power of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, right? Yes. Well, I did, they didn't. What, are you going to quit? It wasn't you anyway. It's the faith. That's another whole thing that I've been meditating on for days, but I'll move on. The word of truth. The word of truth. We've talked about this before. One of the things standing in the way is we got to quit preaching the sin. You can't get to the righteousness if you keep telling people about sin all the time. Okay? Jesus condemned sin in the flesh. Why don't you? Okay? Just let it go. But I missed it. Then say, I'm sorry, and move on. Okay? Because it's not your righteousness. It's only your faith in him that makes it right. His righteousness will never be unrighteous, just like your righteousness on your own is never going to be righteous. It's not you. It's him. So just believe him. Believe in the love. And then we get to this word of truth. Logos, aletheia. Logos. The design, the architect, the one who, that's the design of everything, the blueprint that God has used. In the beginning was the Logos, the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. God had everything laid out to the nth degree, even to, as Proverbs says, the dust in the palm of his hand, he weighed out the earth. You know, that's way past technology, you know, that's amazing. Okay, that's where we are. That's who he is. That's the Logos of aletheia. And we say this, I do to you over and over again. It's not just quote truth. It's reality. It means what is real.